Good evening. I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. Law enforcement is seeking public help finding a missing Fairbanks man. A bulletin issued by the Fairbanks Police Department says Tamaricus Weathersby, a 34-year-old African-American man with short hair, was last heard from family and friends on June 29th. Anyone with information is asked to contact the police. Almost 6 months after Dr. Gary Gray worked his last day as University of Alaska Fairbanks athletic director, the university is nearing its decision of who will lead the athletic department into the future. The university announced its three finalists for the position Wednesday and also said the group of applicants each will take part in public forums beginning Friday. Derek Johnson, Milton Richards, and Sterling Stewart are the finalists to replace Gray, who left UAF in January for the same position at East Stroudsburg University in Pennsylvania after 5 years in Fairbanks. The three candidates will each spend a day on the UAF campus that will include a 20-minute presentation on their vision of the athletic department. They also will meet with members of the search committee, university administrators, and Nanook staff members and coaches. Alaska encourages members of the community, boosters, fans, faculty, staff, to attend the forums and ask questions. Johnson will be the first to have a public forum from 5 to 6 p.m. Friday. It will take place in the BP Design Theater located on the fourth floor of the Engineering and Learning and Innovation Facility. The U.S. House has passed a renewal of the Magnuson-Stevens Act, sponsored by Alaska Congressman Don Young. The 1976 law is almost universally praised for keeping foreign fishing fleets off America's shores and its establishment of regional management councils. It's credited with rebuilding of fish stocks and more sustainable harvests, but as Alaska Public Media's Liz Riskin reports, Young's renewal of the law is not without controversy.
Young always says the Magnuson-Stevens Act was misnamed.
I'd like to take pride in that bill as my bill, the Magnuson Act. It went over to the Senate, and the Senate did what they usually do. They named it the Magnuson-Stevens Act, and it shouldn't have been named that. I won't go into what it should have been named, but it was written in the House.
Rightly or wrongly, the bill is named for the late Senators Warren Magnuson of Washington and Ted Stevens of Alaska. But Young's point is, he considers the law his baby and insists he would never do anything to undercut it. Young says his latest bill, H.R. 200, builds on the original idea that fisheries management should be based on sound science.
That same goal is there, but times evolved, technology improved. And we think it's time that the councils that are doing their jobs have a little more flexibility.
Adding flexibility to the law is important, Young says, because the management councils know the facts of their fisheries better than Congress does. For instance, in the House floor debate, Young pointed to the law's 10-year deadline for stock rebuilding programs.
If the fish come back quicker under this Bill 200, they can be fished a sustainable yield level. Under the present law, which I wrote, they can't do that.
Democratic Congressman Jared Huffman of California says Young's revisions would open the door to the bad old days of overfishing.
So I find myself ironically in the position of defending the framework that he essentially created.
Huffman cited a government estimate that if all the nation's depleted fisheries were rebuilt, it would create an additional $31 billion in seafood sales.
So that's why we want to keep these critical provisions that have worked so well, because we can do even better if we stay the course.
Linda Bankin of Sitka caught part of the House debate online during a break in her fishing season. She is director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association and says it's more important than ever to rely on science in fisheries management.
As the oceans change right now with warming oceans, ocean acidification, we can't assume that fish have the resilience that we had thought they had in the past. We need to be particularly cautious.
Bankin says the push for more flexibility is primarily coming from the recreational fishing sector in the Gulf of Mexico. The chairman of the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council, whose jurisdiction includes the Bering Sea and the Gulf of Alaska, wrote a letter saying the council doesn't see the need for major changes to the Magnuson-Stevens Act, but also sees the benefit of giving the councils more flexibility in some situations. The bill passed the House easily and next goes to the Senate, where its prospects are far from certain. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
Alaska State Troopers have released the names of two people who died as a result of an auto collision on Wednesday in Cantwell. The occupants of the Toyota, Tristan Carey, age 21, of Fairbanks, and Rachel Weeder, age 21, of Hoosilla, are deceased. Next of kin have been notified. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.